Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The injury to Deshaun Watson, I'll be honest with you, I do think, I actually will say, because I use the word empathy a lot in that first segment, and I'll try and be a little bit more concise instead of just a rabid, foaming dog in this segment. I totally understand that players hear what they believe is any amount of people cheering Deshaun Watson's injury, and man, I think that pissed me off and upset me too. And that is the reality is I don't know how to tell Miles or Jameis or Greg Newsom. You know, I think the Morning Boys today did a great job of kind of talking about, hey, is it going to be players versus fans for the rest of the season? And it might be. And that's an uncomfortable position to be in. But the fans didn't pit themselves against the players. I think some fans pitted themselves against Deshaun, but in reality, the organization created this situation that has fostered whatever that was yesterday. Because what really happened, guys, is the Browns fans feel powerless. Browns fans themselves didn't decide to move on from Baker. Browns fans themselves didn't decide to trade for Deshaun or give him the contract. Browns fans didn't have a say in whether to trade for a person. And this is, it's really important to note, because anytime you start talking about Deshaun off the field, you get people who say, well, there were no charges pressed, or no this, no that. And the reality is, I'm so sick of the code switching that is involved talking about why people might have a problem with trading for Deshaun in the first place. It's not even about Deshaun, right? It's about the perception of those things and trading for them under the guise of football's the only thing that matters. Well, if you're going to think like that, then football actually better be worth it. And it hasn't been. And specific to this idea of, I have no problem with players coming out and being disgusted by their perception that fans, whether it's 1% of fans or 100% of fans, anybody who was there told me, we're talking 3%. We're talking 5%. And that those fans who did cheer Deshaun's injury, that they, in some cases, were shouted down, and that entire sections of people said, hey, that's not who we are. And so if we're going to judge Browns fans by the worst 3 or 5 or 7%, then we can do that with literally anyone. But I'll be honest with you, I find it incredibly fraudulent to hear anyone talk about Deshaun being a model citizen and Miles speaking for Deshaun in college and the pros, when during Deshaun's time in the pros, there were a couple things that painted, no matter how you feel about it, whether he was a model citizen or not. And for Jameis yesterday to say, and listen, I actually liked parts of what Jameis said. We're going to play it here in a moment, where Jameis talked about, you know, the Deshaun sacrifice for this town. Okay. I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. Deshaun's taken an absolute butt whooping this year. And physically, I don't doubt the guy's very tough. I mean, I think he's tougher than hell. He took a butt whooping and he got up every time. That does speak to some level of toughness. But I'm going to play Jameis here talking about, because again, if you're going to jump into these waters, you better swim pretty safely here. There are a couple things you can't touch on. Miles saying model citizen and then speaking to the existence of Deshaun going back to college, Miles can't talk about that. Miles can only talk about his perception and his dealings with Deshaun here. So I think there's a fair amount here that no matter where Deshaun is off the field, that says maybe he wasn't a model citizen off the field. That's where you lose me. And Jameis had some really good points yesterday, and in the middle of this is where Jameis lost me.
The way I was raised, I was taught to love no matter the circumstances, especially for people who do right by you. I'm grateful that I had a chance to serve Deshaun, but I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him
for the past
4 years.
Why has he had the world against him, Jameis? Why did you have the world against you? Okay, continue.
Years, and he put his body and life on the line for this.
Stop it there. Put his body on the line. He didn't put his life on the line. No player has died in football, though DeMar Hamlin came pretty damn close. Continue.
Every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you...
Stop it right there. Perception. This is where I think it becomes really interesting, because for 3 years, I've said, how can we find out who Deshaun really is? Because one of the circumstantial things that came up in the Deshaun trade is, because you didn't have a pre-existing relationship with Deshaun Watson, right? You didn't know Deshaun before the allegations. You knew of him in abstract because he was a great player in the league and he did great stuff in Houston. You knew him from Clemson, but you didn't know him the way you have to know somebody when they play in your town.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And for 3 years, I feel like I've been screaming into the void the importance of Deshaun finding some footing with fans that had nothing to do with football. Because the problem with continuously making it all about football is sometimes the football ain't worth it. And so for 3 years, because I want to get back to that idea of perception, Deshaun could have changed the perception on who Deshaun was by finding ways to engage with fans and on a bigger scale in a meaningful way. And Deshaun's choices were to do a podcast with Quincy Avery, which sure felt like a safe space to neglect anything real other than talking ball, which does not ingratiate yourself to fans in general. Deshaun has had countless opportunities to go on any media outlet in any space, even something like him controlling an AMA, where Browns fans could hop on and ask him a question or doing a live video or doing anything. And the part of this that is unfortunate, and I'm going to use that word because it is unfortunate, some of the vitriol towards Deshaun was, you could have shortcut this. You could have gotten away from this. If anybody at any point had been the adult in the room and said, hey, fans don't have a relationship with this guy, the football isn't working, maybe we should find a way to have a relationship between the fans, the very passionate fans here, and the quarterback. But Deshaun had a guy on the PR staff that apparently his job was to go find people to say nice things about him on social media. That's not real. That does not matter to people in an area where real does matter. And you can say, well, my teammates know who I am. until you're blue in the face. If the fans don't realize who you are, if they don't know you, if you all they know are allegations, if that's all they know, then they're going to judge you on the football. And one more time, the football wasn't good enough. I cannot believe that whether it is Miles, whether it is Jameis, Deshaun was not the victim yesterday. Victims don't get paid $300 million to play football. I actually did feel empathy for Deshaun. Because I think in that moment, yesterday was 3 years of frustration, of feeling like your character has been besmirched, whether it's real or not, whether he did whatever he did or not, that's not for me. But I understand. I could put myself in the theory or the place of having somebody who feels like the world is against him, and then here's another thing of the world being against him, which is terror. And nobody knew it. Like, everybody knew it was an Achilles. Everybody knew. That play is synonymous with, all right, we'll see you in a year. But the idea that anyone tried to sell any of this as anything other than a culmination of 3 years of crap, and to paint Deshaun as the victim in this scenario, was wildly insincere, wildly irresponsible. If you had just kept it, if you had just kept it to cheering an injury, cool. But when you get on a soapbox and talk about, well, he's been hated the last 4 years, then finish the sentence. You don't get to choose which parts of the conversation you want to have if you want to go ahead and put on the high road, and you want to take the high road, and you want to soapbox everybody. And no, he hasn't been a model citizen. That doesn't mean that everybody hates him. But man, I got to tell you, it wasn't just insincere because they referenced who Deshaun is off the field, who nobody in Cleveland really knows 3 years later. It was insincere because a week ago, some of those dudes had issues with Deshaun too. 216-474-0092. We got a bunch of calls on this, guys. I do want to hear from you as it relates to where the Browns are. Where are you with this season with the Deshaun injury in the Cleveland Browns? More on that next on 92.3 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.